Okay, friends. So today we are reading a story which might have lent itself well to a couple weeks ago when we were doing Halloween stories. But it's not a Halloween story. It's just a story. And I'll let you guess why I think it might be a Halloween story by the end of the book. Maybe you'll figure it out. But today's story is called The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and it's by Gerda Müller. Oh, I'm so glad you asked. An apprentice is a person who works for another person who tries to learn what that person does. Okay? And anybody can have an apprentice. Let's say you're a doctor, you can have an apprentice who comes along and watches everything you do.
Let's say you're Leonard from Angry Birds.
Yep.
And you have 20 apprentices.
Oh, yes. Well, Leonard from...
Like 100.
Yeah, from Angry Birds. He's the king of the pigs.
And you have 100
apprentices.
Green guineas.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Anybody who watches and follows you around to try to learn all of the things that you know can be your apprentice. Okay? And that is what that is. So let's read the story. It's read today by Mommy and it's a tough one. Who do you want to be today? You can be anybody. You can also just be Philip if you want. He's going to think about it, friends. Let's read our story, and then you let me know if you've... Meow? Are you a kitten? Oh, I'm so happy. Guys, I have a kitten sitting next to me, and he's soft and he's cuddly. Well, are you ready, my little kitten? Meow, meow. Okay, here we go. Long ago and far away, an orphan boy called Oliver worked as a goat herd for a bad-tempered farmer. Every morning, the farmer gave him a lump of dry bread for breakfast.
Ooh.
And every evening, a bowl of thin soup for dinner.
Oh,
but no lunch? That's so sad. Okay, he had no one to talk to, and he was very lonely.
Do you think he could have talked to the goats?
Yeah, maybe. One morning, Oliver decided to run away. He packed his few belongings in a small bag and followed the path down into the valley. He marched quickly through woods and fields and villages, stopping only to ask farmers and villagers if they had any work for him. But no one needed a goat herd. Now, a goat herd is just like a shepherd. Only the shepherd takes care of sheep, and the goat herd takes care of what animal?
Goaties.
Goats, that's right.
You didn't know there's such thing as a cat herd?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Do you know there's a very famous phrase that sometimes people will use when they're having a hard time? They'll say, this is harder than herding cats. And that means that cats do not like to be herded. They do not like to be kept in a group, and they do not like to be told where to go. But goats will, same as sheep and other animals. Okay,
what now. About horses?
Horses will be herded, absolutely. Yep.
What about tigers?
I do not believe tigers. Tigers are like cats. You know, tigers are cats. They do not like to be herded, and they do not like to be in large groups.
Cheetahs.
Same thing. All right, back to our story. Oliver walked all day long. He was very tired and close to tears when, just as the sun was setting, he reached a town with high walls and homely little houses inside. Maybe someone here will share their dinner with me, he thought, hopefully. He walked through the gates into the quiet town. No one was around. And then suddenly, meow! Oliver jumped as two cats walked past him.
I'll follow them, he thought.
He watched them slink through a flap in a large door. Oliver gathered his courage and knocked loudly. The top of the door opened.
What do you want?
Said an old man.
Sir, do you have any food?
Asked Oliver.
Only I've been walking all day and I'm very hungry.
Are you far from home?
Asked the man.
I don't have a home,
Oliver replied, sadly.
Come in, then, said the man.
Oliver glanced around the house, which was full of things he'd never seen before. As he ate a plate of delicious stew, he told the man all about himself. And then the old man said,
My name is Alfred, and I'm a sorcerer. I know the secrets of nature, and I make potions and oils that heal and cure. I also know some magic spells, but I don't fly on a broomstick.
He paused, and then explained,
I need an apprentice to help in my workshop. If you're not too afraid to live in a sorcerer's house, you can sleep and eat here in exchange for your work. I'll also teach you how to make my potions. What do you think?
Oh, yes, thank you, sir, said Oliver. And I'm not afraid,
he added, yawning because he was very tired.
Bedtime, apprentice, said Alfred. You can sleep in the attic.
Well, let's take a good long look at this man's room. Wow, in the picture, my friends. There's quite a bit to take in here. What things?
Fish.
Yeah, he's got a flying fish.
And a skeleton.
And a skeleton. And there's a big bathtub in the corner over there, and a broom, and a barrel, and a lantern, and he's got some scales, and a stovetop, right over here in this picture, and an oil can, and some books, and a lot of brooms. You see the brooms over here? And a black cat. Life as a sorcerer's apprentice was very busy. Every day, Oliver cut wood for the fire, carried water from the well and plants to the hillside, washed cauldrons, flasks, and spoons, and crushed herbs. Oliver had never been to school, so every morning, Alfred taught him to read and write and count. And he quickly learned the plants and mushrooms that his master used. And after a few weeks, he could make simple potions, measuring the ingredients on scales. So, that's a lot of things to take in. Do you know, there was a time, a long time ago, before the doctors that we have now, when people thought that if you used some plants and some mushrooms and some different things, herbs and things, that you were doing some kind of potion or some kind of sorcery things. But it was kind of like a form of medicine. Nowadays, we would call that naturopathic medicine. It's when you use what's in nature to heal you. Quite common. Now, one day, Alfred showed Oliver how to use a special stick called a divining rod to find a hidden stream. The sorcerer held the rod in front of him and told Oliver,
The end will shake when water is close by.
Can I try it?
Asked Oliver, and Alfred handed him the rod. After a few moments, Oliver felt it twitch. Alfred reached down and lifted up three rocks, and the stream gushed out.
My boy, you have a gift for working with nature,
cried the sorcerer.
Will you teach me your magic spells too?
Asked Oliver.
I'll think about it,
said Alfred. And you want to know what's really funny? This is a true story. Mommy swears. It's a true story. Grandma and Grandpa have a ranch, and they were trying to build a new well at their ranch. And there was a gentleman in the next county over who came by with his divining rod to help them find a place to put their well. He was definitely wrong. No, they also had another person who had different instruments that could help them find it as well. But it was still very nice that he tried. But my point is that people still do these things today.
Are those things real?
No. Well, they are real, but do they really work? No, I would say probably not. My personal experience with them has been that they do not. But let us see. When they got back to the house, Alfred said,
You have worked hard and listened well, Oliver. So I will teach you three magic words, but you must promise not to say them when I'm not here.
I promise,
said Oliver solemnly.
The word bulker brings objects to life. The word ebonter makes objects move around quickly. And the third word obadire makes objects obey you.
Bulker Abentare Obodare,
murmured Oliver dreamily. One morning, soon after, Alfred set off for an important council of sorcerers.
Here is your list of chores,
he said to Oliver.
Look after the house until I get back this evening. Goodbye, my boy.
When his master had left, Oliver read the long list of chores. He had to wash the floor, tidy the workshop, and clean the spoons. And before he could start, he would have to fetch water from the well. Oliver sighed at the thought of the work ahead, and then he wondered.
Perhaps the brooms could do the work for me.
Oliver tried to remember the three magic words. What's the matter?
Remember what was on the other page?
Ah, yes. What did his master say to him? Not to use the words if he wasn't there. Oh, boy.
Bulikare!
Brooms grew heads and legs and arms. Next, Oliver said,
Abentare!
And the brooms started running around. And then he quickly said,
Obodare!
And the brooms waited patiently for his orders. So he cried,
Get the buckets, fetch the water from the well, and fill that sink.
The brooms obeyed. Hardly had they emptied their buckets in the sink than they returned to the well to get more water. Oliver clapped his hands joyfully and shouted,
Quicker! Quicker!
And soon the sink was full, and Oliver felt as powerful as his master. Then the sink started to overflow.
That's enough,
Oliver cried. But the brooms didn't listen. They had their orders, and they kept going. Oliver realized he didn't know the most important magic word to make the objects stop.
Stop, please!
He begged again and again. Panicking, he grabbed an axe and chopped the brooms in half. But immediately,
click,
the halves grew. Heads, arms, and legs, too.
And now there were four brooms, fetching more and more water and pouring it into the overflowing sink.
Water flooded the sorcerer's house and then burst into the village streets. In just a few hours, the whole village was flooded and covered with thick mud. The angry villagers searched everywhere for Alfred and his apprentice, but the sorcerer was still away, and poor, frightened Oliver was hiding in the attic. That evening, Alfred returned. Alfred realized immediately what had happened.
Obadiah, Aristar,
he cried. His hands, arms, and legs vanished from the rooms, and they were still once more.
You broke your promise,
said Alfred with disappointment. The sorcerer drew him closer and said, sadly,
I can't trust you, Oliver. So you can no longer be my apprentice.
Please, master, pleaded Oliver. Don't send me away. I'm very sorry. I promise I won't do anything so silly again.
What would you do if you were Alfred?
I don't know.
Let's see. Alfred was quiet for a very long time, but in the end, he decided to let Oliver stay as long as he helped all the villagers to clean up the mess. Oliver helped everyone clean their houses and wash their muddy clothes, and they all forgave him. After many years of listening and learning, Oliver became the village sorcerer, and he was almost as wise as Alfred. And that, my friends, is...
Wait, what does that say?
The end. Well, so this one says that Johann Wolfgang von Goethe is a very famous German writer, and he wrote the original poem of The Sorcerer's Apprentice. And I would like to go on record for saying, if you like that story, you can see it performed by Mickey Mouse in a very famous movie called Fantasia. And I highly recommend watching it because it's set to this really great piece of music. And that's also the end of the story. Can you say the end? What? What? Oh my goodness, friends. Oh, wait, before we call it a day, do you know why I said this one might be a good Halloween story? Because it has black cats and brooms that move, and it can be kind of spooky. Magic spells. But it's not really a Halloween story, is it? But it is the end.